Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Egypt answered a bloody machine gun attack on a bus carrying Coptic Christian pilgrims. On Friday, airstrikes were directed at terror bases in Libya where the militant Islamist gunmen were believed to have trained. Edward Uranian reporting now from Cairo, more than two dozen pilgrims were killed.
Egyptian media said the victims were pilgrims who were on a journey to the monastery of the Prophet Samuel, revered and visited by Coptic Christians across Egypt. A woman survivor told Egyptian TV from her hospital bed that the group's bus was ambushed by terrorists. She says that their bus was carrying around 40 pilgrims and that they were attacked by a group of armed men. Coptic Christians have been targeted in a number of recent terror attacks across Egypt, including two suicide attacks on Coptic churches in the Nile Delta town of Tanta and the port city of Alexandria. Nearly 50 people were killed in those attacks. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Washington Post newspaper is reporting that Jared Kushner, President Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor, discussed with Russia's ambassador to Washington possibility of setting up a secret communications channel between the Trump transition team and the Kremlin. Mr. Trump has repeatedly denied any collusion between his campaign team and Russia. U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee has requested that President Trump's political organization submit all Russia-related documents, emails, and phone records going back to 2015. There's a separate federal probe being also led by the U.S. Justice Department's special counsel. This is VOA News. While investigations continue into any connections between the Trump presidential campaign and Russia in the U.S., President Trump is in Sicily for the G7 summit. On day one, many topics were discussed, but climate change and trade were foremost on many of the attendees' minds. Donald Tusk, president of the European Council, spoke to some of those gathered.
It is no secret that leaders who are meeting today sometimes have very different positions on topics such as climate change and trade. But our role as the EU is to do everything to maintain the unity of the G7 on all fronts. Most importantly, unity needs to be maintained when it comes to defending the rules-based international order.
A White House statement issued on Friday said President Trump and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe had reaffirmed their commitment to cooperate to the fullest extent possible to counter terrorist threats and have agreed to enhance sanctions on North Korea in an attempt to deter the development of North Korea's ballistic missiles and nuclear programs. Here's President Trump.
We'll be discussing many things, including, of course, North Korea, which is very much on our minds. We'll be discussing terrorism, but I think we will really be in particular focused on the North Korea problem. It's a big problem. It's a world problem. And it will be solved. At some point, it will be solved. You can bet on that.
That is President Trump. U.S. pop singer Ariana Grande says she will return to Manchester, England to play a benefit show to raise money for the 22 victims and families of this week's terrorist attack. Grande had just finished her show Monday night when a suicide bomber blew himself up in the crowded lobby of the Manchester Arena. Zbigniew Brzezinski, the national security advisor to U.S. President Jimmy Carter, has died. He was 89. His death announced on social media late Friday by his daughter, MSNBC host Mika Brzezinski. She called him the most inspiring, loving, and devoted father any girl could ever have. Brzezinski helped topple economic barriers between the Soviet Union, China, and the West, and he helped Carter bridge wide gaps between Egyptian and Israeli leaders, Anwar Sadat and Menachem Begin, leading to the Camp David Accords. In recent years, Brzezinski took part in proceedings designed to bring the former Soviet republics into NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com, and we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.